Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July the 9th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Leading off with Patrick Mahomes, 10 years, $503 million. Is he worth it? $50 million a year, man. I guess he is worth it. They gave it to him. You know, he's certainly a unique talent at quarterback. There's no, you can't hate on the guy. $141 million, or basically, $141 million in guarantees over 12 years. Guaranteed $63 million at signing. That's just an insane amount of money, man. I'm trying to look over the contract here because I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan, but he's set for life, man. I mean, the first thing he has to do is get rid of his girlfriend. Let me stop, man. I ain't gonna hate on this girl, but in 2020, he's only gonna make $5.3 million. Then in 2021, he makes 25. In 2022, he makes 31. So at least for the first 3 years of the deal, it's a cap-friendly deal. It don't really start kicking, you know, up until 2023 when it goes to 42. He won't see the end of this contract. I mean, he would have to just go on a phenomenal run to see the end of this contract. I mean, this, the more and more I look at it, it's a bad deal. It's a really bad deal. Just the cap hit in the first 3 years, they can still sign talent. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a player-friendly deal. It's a team-friendly deal. So, congratulations to him, though. I mean, he got it done. And, it is what it is. I'm not going to be a hater. Let me know what you think about his deal, man. Next segment is entitled Straight to Stream, the New Method for Movies. I don't see movie theaters opening back up. I've done a segment on this before. I don't see how the movie business, the theater business, is going to survive, at least this year. You're going to have to do straight to stream and charge like $30 to see the movie or something. I mean, that's the only way you're going to recoup any of your investment. When you do straight to stream, you're going to lose money because people going to dub it and, you know, it is what it is, man. This is the COVID-19 era in life right now. life is all about adapting. It just seems like the more vaccines or just any kind of anything shot I get when I go to the doctor, I've never taken a vaccine, but I never had allergies in my life until 2006. Like, I never was allergic to anything. And I went to the doctor, and I don't know, they gave me something. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't a vaccine. It was like a, it might have been like a tetanus shot, which I guess might be a vaccine. And, you know, I was outside one day and my eyes started burning. My throat was itchy. And like I played sports all my life and I was outside. And it was just, I don't know how I got on that, but straight to stream is the new method for movies, man. And I guess I branched off and got into the COVID-19 thing, and then I branched off again and went into talking about vaccines for COVID-19. But yeah, the movie business ain't gonna survive, man. And I think I got ADD because I can't stick on topic sometimes, especially when I'm talking about Florida State. So, it's going to be real interesting to see how the movie business does the rest of this year. It's going to be real interesting because they're taking a big hit. So we'll see what happens on that. Getting into the Florida State stuff. All right. First Florida State segment is entitled Recruiting News. Just call me when the guy signs. Yeah. You know, you have, and I'm not hating, because I'm, like I said, I'm not an insider. I'm not on campus. I'm not standing outside of whatever building they be at watching recruits come on campus. But I don't really care when he's on campus. I just want to know when the guy has committed and signed on the dotted line. That's all I care about as a true blue fan. Or a true Garnet and Gold fan, I should say. You know, these guys, at the end of the day, these guys, they're kids. And, you know, me as a grown man, old enough to be their father, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you know, this guy, he's on campus and he likes milkshakes and he's eating a pizza and all this crap. No, I'm not going to stalk no kid. You know, I just wait for the guy to sign. Then, you know, I'll watch some stuff on YouTube, some video, and I'll give my opinion on him. But I'm not going to say like, okay, he's going to be the next Trevor Lawrence or, you know, or whatever, the next Cam Akers. I'm not going to do all that. But just for the sake of this podcast, I haven't really broke. I don't like to break down freshmen anyway, just because you know, I think you should give them 1 year to get on campus and get their feet wet, and then just see how they adjust to college football. So, let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment is entitled Worst Nose Ever, Another Look. Number one in the clubhouse has got to be Alex Hornibrook. I mean, and if anybody wants to debate it, we can debate it. Then I would probably say Byron Capers. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Go look at some of his videos. Number 23, brought shame to my number. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Chevin Smith, garbage. I really can't think of anybody else. Drew Weatherford is up there. I would put him at number four. Worst nose ever. Juwan Williams. Just players who should have never had on a uniform. And hey man, I'm at the end of the day, some of these players are older than me. Some of these players, I'm old enough to be their father. I really don't care. It's just me critiquing you as a football player. I'm not saying you're a horrible person or anything like that, or you deserve to die or anything, any kind of nonsense like that. I'm just critiquing you as a football player for my favorite college team. And the players I just named, you sucked. It's that simple. You sucked. So I'm trying to think of some more people, man. We've had pretty good running backs. Wide receivers. We've had pretty good receivers. I really can't think of anybody else. Could we put Stanford Samuels the third up there? Worst nose ever. He wasn't very good during his tenure at Florida State. Let's be honest. Okay. A 5-star recruit, but to his credit, or to his defense, He played for two different coaches, you know. And I think if he would have been on the team that was, you know, if he would have been on the national championship team, I think you would have seen a different player. So I'm not going to say he's one of the worst ever. Matthew Thomas, he didn't exactly live up to the hype. So let me know what you think about that segment, man. All right, so the last segment for this episode is entitled, Can Florida State Get Back into South Florida to Recruit? Now, they most definitely can. Winning is the ultimate deodorant, but you had a guy on the previous staff named Telly Lockett, who is basically, he is synonymous with South Florida. Coached at Miami Central, coached Devontae Freeman and Dalvin Cook. And like I said, he was your in to South Florida, and you let him go. And then he went to the Miami Hurricanes. So, Norvell, it just wasn't a smart move. I would have just kept him just to keep Miami from getting him. You know, if he wasn't doing anything but an off the field analyst role or whatever. Um, But, you know, he got that running backs coach from Tennessee, so I assume he got his guy that he wanted. And it is what it is, man. If the season is played, we'll see what happens. So that's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. And as always, go Noles.